Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, boys and girls, how are you today? Say, you're full of pep and energy and ready for some fun with Happy Hank, huh? All right, that's good. Now come on up close to the radios, and you too, Mother, and Grandma and Grandpa, Big Sister, Brother, and... Oh, and Daddy too. Say, oh, we almost forgot Daddy, but we can't forget him, can we? Say, I think we ought to have a big laugh right now. I want to hear all of you laugh right out loud, the biggest kind of a laugh. Are you ready? One, two, three, laugh. Oh, boy, that makes you feel good all over, doesn't it? Yes, sir, you feel as merry as our old friend, old King Cole, and he was just about the merriest old soul in the world. He just laughed and sang and smoked his pipes and listened to all his fiddlers play music. Hey, let's sing the song about old King Cole. Now, old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. And every fiddler had a fine fiddle, and every fiddler had a fine fiddle, and a very fine fiddle had he, and a very fine fiddle had he. For old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddler three. Yes, sir, I'd sure like to meet old King Cole sometime, wouldn't you? Oh, boy, I bet he'd make us laugh all the time. Well, for goodness sake, Squeaky, you don't have to laugh until you choke yourself to death.
Well, I was just trying to pretend that I was old King Cole.
Oh, well, here's our dog pal, Popcorn. What's that? Oh, Popcorn says Squeaky sounds like he had laughing gas.
Well, anyway, I can laugh, and that's more than Popcorn can do, I'll bet you.
Well, now, that's where you're wrong, Squeaky. Popcorn can laugh, too. Can't you, Popcorn?
Aw, he's just a dog, and dogs bark. They don't laugh.
No, sir, that's not right. Dogs have all kinds of barks. They can growl and bark when they get mad, and they can bark and whine when they want something to eat or drink, and they have a happy bark when they're glad. Sure, Popcorn. Oh, Popcorn says I forgot to say that dogs laugh with their tails.
Well, how can a dog laugh with his tail?
Why, that's easy. When a dog barks his happy bark and wags his tail, it's the tail that really laughs and tells you that he's your friend. And Popcorn ought to know because he's a first-class tail wagger. Aren't you, Popcorn?
Oh, I see his tail wagging now. Well, I never thought about that before. Popcorn can sit on his laugh, can't he? You get it?
Well, I think you'd better sit on that joke. Hey, look over there on the floor. Do you see what I see?
Where? Oh, look, it's a little mouse. Uh-oh, he ran back into the hole in the corner. I guess he was scared.
Well, we'll have to invite Mr. Mouse to join our party someday.
Oh, no, he couldn't come. You know, mice are scaredy cats.
You mean mice are scared of cats? Well, hey, I have a little riddle about mice. Hey, boys and girls, would you like to hear a riddle about some little mice? All right, then. Now, I'm going to warn you, it's a stickler. Got your thinking caps on? Then listen, here's the riddle. What is the worst kind of weather for mice? What is the worst kind of weather for mice?
Well, I'd say in the wintertime because it's cold. Is that it?
No, that's not the answer. Now, boys and girls, you think about it and see if you can figure out what is the worst kind of weather for mice. I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. And here's one of our favorite songs about the mice, too. Three Blind Mice. Now, you know that song. Sing it right along with me. Three blind mice, see how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife. She cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever hear such a tale in your life as three blind mice? Well, I guess that takes care of our friend, Mr. Mouse, and all his sisters and his cousins and his aunts. And how about a story now? Say, would you like to hear a story about a little boy named Fibber?
Fibber? Oh, that's a funny name. Why was he called Fibber, Happy Hank?
Well, I'll tell you in just a moment. Now, quiet everybody and listen. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who was always getting into trouble because he never told the truth. That's right, he just couldn't tell the truth. If anybody asked him a question, he'd always tell a fib. And you know, a fib is a lie. Why, he even told his teacher at school that his father had $1 million, that he owned a yacht and 6 big white horses. And that wasn't true at all. So everyone called him Fibber because he was always telling fibs. Why, he even told so many fibs that he told fibs even when he really didn't want to. It got to be a habit, and he just couldn't help himself. Well, poor Fibber just had a terrible time. Then one night he had a dream. Yes, sir, he dreamed he was in Fairyland at a great big party. He was sitting at the table with a whole lot of boys and girls, and the table was just filled with good things to eat. Ice cream, cookies, and candy, and cake. Oh, boy. Well, first thing, Fibber grabbed a cookie, and he ate it just as fast as he could. Then he took a piece of candy, and he ate that. Then he took a spoonful of ice cream. Well, just then, one of the fairies came along and said, "Little boy, did you take a cookie and some candy and a spoonful of ice cream?" And Fibber shook his head and said, "Oh, no, I didn't have any." Well, before he could wink an eye, all the cookies, candy, and ice cream and cake that had been on his place at the table just vanished, just disappeared and were gone. And while all the other boys and girls were eating these goodies, poor Fibber sat there with nothing to eat. And the fairy said, "If you had told the truth, little boy, you would have had all the ice cream and cookies and candy and cake that you could eat. But little boys who tell fibs are punished and get nothing." Well, then Fibber woke up. And, oh, boy, was he glad that it was only a dream. But from that day on, he always told the truth, and he was a much happier boy. So, boys and girls, don't be a fibber. Now, remember our slogan song and say, "I will not tell a fib." Let's sing it now. No matter what the cause may be, I will not tell a fib. I'll be as straight as I can be, I will not tell a fib. If mother asks the things I've done, I'll tell them to her, everyone. I'll be just like George Washington, I will not tell a fib. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters in their battle against Black Tom the Outlaw and his gang. Now, remember last time, the boys succeeded in opening the locked door with the key that they had found in the room of the Desert Hotel in Ghost Town. And they found that there was a man sleeping in there, so they got the handcuffs on him. And then they turned on their flashlight and found the man was Uncle Push, Rocket's lost uncle. Well, Uncle Push told them that Black Tom had captured him and locked him up and then got all the gold out of the lost mine. Now, the gold is hidden somewhere in the Desert Hotel. Just as the boys were about to take the handcuffs off of Uncle Push, they heard Black Tom laugh. "He is coming back." Well, as the scene opens today, they've turned Uncle Push loose, and they're trying to figure out what to do. Listen.
"Well, now, listen just a minute. Black Tom's going away now. Oh, boy, that was a smart trick of yours, Sputters, to lock the door just like it was."
"Well, I figured that if Black Tom saw the door was still locked, he'd think that Uncle Push was still here, all right, and he wouldn't bother us." "Yeah, but what are we going to do now?"
"Well, we better get that gold and get out of here. That's what we better do. That Black Tom is mean. He's bad clear through."
"And I'll bet he's gone up on the ridge to do something to our airplane, too. We've got to get that gold and beat him to the plane."
"Yeah, that's easy to say, but we don't know where the gold is."
"Yes, we do. I know where the gold is. You see that trap door on the floor? Well, wait till I open up the trap door. Just a minute now. Now, look down there. There's a ladder that goes down into this hole."
"Say, that looks like an old well.
Hey, has it got any water in it?"
"No, that's just an old hole that Black Tom made the gang dig to hide that gold in. Now, Sputters, you stay here and keep a guard, and me and Squeaky go down in the hole and get the gold. Come on, Squeaky."
"Oh, that's a good idea. You go first, Uncle Push, and you let us know if anything happens up here, Sputters."
"Yeah, I will, and if you hear anything happening up here, you better come up and help me."
"Yeah, that's just what we'll do, Sputters. Now, come on, Squeaky. We'll climb down this ladder, and then I'll show you where Black Tom hid the gold. It's going to be dark down here now."
"Oh, that's all right. I've got my flashlight."
"Well, now, come on right down the ladder. It won't be just about 2 more steps, we'll be at the bottom of the hole. Now, here we are at the bottom of the hole. Now, turn your flashlight right over this way. Now, that's it. Look at that. See that big chest? That's full of the gold that Black Tom got out of the lost mine."
"Oh, but my goodness, that chest is big. It's too heavy for us to carry. We'll have to figure out some way of getting it to our airplane. Oh, I know. Have you got a hammer? We could knock the lock off and open the chest."
"Well, sure, that's a good idea. I got a hammer upstairs. Just a minute now, and I'll go upstairs and get it."
"Oh, boy, that chest must have a lot of gold in it. I can't even budge it." "Black Tom!"
"Well, look who's here. Little Squeaky all by himself. Well, I guess you didn't know there's another entrance to this hole.
Black Tom, what are you doing here?
Your goose is cooked, Squeaky. That gold is mine, and I'm going to have it all. And I've got you just where I want you.
Help! Help, Sputters! Uncle Push! Help! Help!
Well, it looks like Black Tom has captured Squeaky all by himself. What will he do with it? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And say, boys and girls, are you still thinking about the answer for the riddle? What is the worst kind of weather for mice? Now, if you don't have the answer yet, you keep trying and I'll tell you at the end of our program. Right now, it's our special time for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. I'll turn on the magic electric eye. Hear that buzz? That means I'm looking at you through the radios. How many birthdays? Let's see your hands. Goodness gracious, lots of birthdays. Well, how many mothers have birthdays today? Just look at that. Well, happy birthday, Mother. Put your hands down now. You know, birthdays only come once a year. That's why they're so much fun. I'll bet you like to go to birthday parties, don't you? Oh, boy, I do. All right, now let's blow out the candles on our birthday cake. One, two, three, blow. There they go, and now let's sing the birthday song. Sing it loud. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, what is the worst kind of weather for mice? Did you get the answer? Well, the answer is when it rains cats and dogs. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.